And then I just got into it and I was like pulling out the maddest things. And I was
never say that. Do not. This is DJ Langwin.
Malfoy. We're back. We've done it. All right, we are back, you lot. I know you've missed us and we have missed you. But it's Luke Martin. It's Theo Baker and it's Joe Weller. And pretty much I ended the last episode somewhat in the pits of hell. I did not feel good at all. And partly coming off the back of the show, the TV show that I was on. But yeah, my head was cloudy. And I just want to say I appreciate you boys in ending it when you did. Because I didn't want to like let everyone down and be, you know, say, oh, can we stop? But that was how I was feeling. So, yeah, but we're back. I'm feeling like I want to give it a go. I feel better when we're doing waffling, when I'm talking to you boys. So, hi.
And also, respect we uploaded that, by the way, because I did actually have a...
I'm
not even joking. You know when, like, oh, yeah, the guys, the footage hasn't sent.
Well, yeah.
I was like...
Because the footage hadn't sent, but they thought I was trying to not put it out.
I'm pretty sure you like, messaged me just like, bullshit, that never happened.
What do you think I actually was... Did you think I was going to do that?
You done it before?
Correct.
But then you used to edit videos.
Well, I used to edit waffling, right?
He used to be like, oh, no, I come across as a bit of a prick in that one. I'm not going to put that out.
It's like, mate.
Yeah, I would because, you know, I was very particular with what went out. And I'm not going to lie, off the back of that last episode, I was feeling like, oh, no, they're going to think I'm just all weller again. And miserable, but at the end of the day, you boys were right. It was being real. It's how I felt. So let's put it out. Okay, there's no smoke and mirrors on this show.
And the people backed it as well in the comments.
Did they? I haven't looked at the comments. I haven't even looked at it.
That was actually the first episode I've watched back.
Everything
ever.
Yeah, period. We made you, didn't we?
You made me. I was like, no. And I enjoyed it.
The whole response to that video, bar like the first maybe like 20, 30 minutes of comments, which were like, what the fuck, why is it only 35 minutes long?
Oh, before they'd watched it.
And then when people got to the end, all the comments were literally very supportive and backing you and the show 100%.
Yeah.
And I can confirm it was a good episode.
That is good. Yeah. As long as we're putting out good stuff.
I laughed and giggled.
Yeah. Because we're not always, you know, that is the thing. I feel like a pressure that I always want to make you guys laugh and have a good vibe. You listen to this because, you know, you enjoy having our good chats. But at the end of the day, part of real life is that you're not always 100%.
Sometimes you're in the pits.
Yeah, sometimes you just are. And, you know, the past, like, 2 weeks since getting back from the show, I have been up and down and not sure, you know. Honey, I'm really saying you know a lot this time.
Oh, who cares?
But
who cares?
Obviously, I've been so very open. Like, oh, yeah, I'm on top of my mental health now. So the fact I was back there, I was like, oh, no, I've gone backwards. But that's the thing. It's a constant. Exactly. It never goes forever. And we all have our struggles. So
yeah, we've all been in the pits recently. So we're all good.
Well, you have.
I was in
you
the pit.
Cried.
I didn't cry.
Can I quickly set the scene? I'm not going to mug you off here. No, I'm not going to be a dickhead. But so basically, there we are on our WhatsApp private messages. Okay, so you're hearing a secret here, okay? Theo, out of nowhere, he says...
Wait, can I just...
This is the thing, because that message came through and I was about to be like, well, you idiot, we can't hear anything. And it was just you whimpering. I didn't realise.
For the first like 15 seconds, he's like...
Wait, on a level. That was the fourth one I recorded.
What are you recording? Wait, why? Were you like, I don't sound sad enough in the other one?
No, the other three, I couldn't actually talk. I was whimpering too much.
Well, you're doing that thing where you're like, guys, I just wanted to...
Yeah, so he was basically like crying.
At least I wasn't in the street when everyone was looking.
Wait,
at
you
me.
Were in the street?
Oh yeah, I was I was so sad. Because I scooted to the physio. I was so sad.
On your scooter?
I wasn't scooting. I was like, I couldn't even get on it. I was just walking my scooter, looking like and just tears streaming down my face.
Important underlying message to that is, you know, you were crying, you came to us, you spoke to us, we supported you.
So to end the voice note, it was basically, boys, I've just found out that I'm injured again and out for 3 months. And if he doesn't take this time to recuperate now, career over. Bearing in mind, this kid has just been given a football club. So this was like, you know, were in the pits here.
Every week.
I know.
And you were gassed about that, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you were like, obviously... really down. And in some lads' group chats, they maybe would have gone, oh, what a pussy, what a twat. But what we've learned is that you need to support one another.
Yeah.
And that is why this functions so well. And we hope that you learn that is a, makes a healthy friendship group is when you do support each other, when you are low and when you're high.
Yeah. And you know? Absolutely can laugh about it. In the future, once once you've helped each other out and you've supported, like, it's always good to have a laugh.
Like, I had to send a voice note to, obviously, the coaches as well. And I was like...
What, to tell them you were out?
Yeah, and then, like, okay, I've done that. And then I called my mum and I was like, oh, and then it all just like came out and I was like in the pits.
But how do you feel about it now?
Well, that evening I got Domino's and just like ate my way to sleep. And now I feel okay. I feel fine, guys. I feel fine. That is actual shit.
It is shit.
But
it's okay
that the worst thing is that like I just come back from this hip flexor and I'm like, I'm going to be playing in 2 weeks. And then like he does this test and scan on my groin. He's like, oh, you are
fine. But that's the thing, at least you're accepting it and you're not like...
Well, I went into that physio like, oh, I'm going to get great news, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And he goes, yeah, you won't be playing this year. Oh, anyways, I'm fine, guys, honestly, I'm doing all right.
Well, just a quick change of topic.
Bruno?
Off camera, before you came, me and Luke were having a little chat, basically about... We want you to leave the show. I saw you getting really nervous then. So I was just like, no. It was just going to be a chat about contraception on like using Johnny's.
Who would know about that?
No, because we had a question basically in. He doesn't know. I won't speak before you, but it's this one big thing about
taking the risk.
Yeah.
Do you use a condom?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, Janine's not on anything.
She's not on anything to protect her from getting pregnant?
At the moment.
And you make sure you wear a condom?
Yeah, it can be hard sometimes.
But
I can't
have you gone in when she's not protected, let's say?
Ever? Have you ever had unprotected sex?
And we're
a lot.
There's a lot.
Not a lot, but like...
It's all right. If it's a lot, then it's a lot. We want to be open here because we were having a big discussion because, you know... There's the thing about being a role model. Oh, do this, do that. But let's be real here.
I wouldn't say a lot, but, you know, like, sometimes it happens.
Yes.
Sometimes the
arousal... What about you? What about you, Luke?
Okay, so I'm going to have a problem here because my mum is going to be listening and she's going to be probably disappointed in what I'm about to say.
And rightly so.
Never use of protection with my girlfriend.
He never uses a condom.
Wait, in like...
Constantly tempting fate.
But...
Whoa. Hang on a second. She's never been like on the pill?
She has been previously, but for various reasons, there's always something like... You know
excuses.
What happened?
How long has she not been on the pill?
Oh, like, well, obviously, this is our second coming, so to speak, and we've been together like over 2 years again now, and yeah, the whole time.
So 2 years plus... They are tempting fate massively. And has there ever been a scare?
How many scares?
Yeah, we've had not many. Not many scares.
What do you mean many? What's abortions? What are we talking?
No.
Oh,
never,
okay.
Has she had an abortion?
Never. All we've had is the odd pregnancy test. And I can count that definitely on one hand. Using all my fingers.
And were they failed? Like negative?
Yeah. They're all negative.
And was it scary when she was like peeing on it?
Yeah, obviously because that is the longest minute of your life.
Why don't you use protection?
Yeah, well, so there's this common sort of, it's not a misconception, this common conception that using a condom doesn't feel as good. And I have to say that is fact.
I will add that it also can like really, really ruin.
No, it can. And I don't want to be irresponsible in saying, don't do it. Look, I take the risk with my girlfriend that I trust my pull-out game. I know it's not necessarily your pull-out game can be strong. You can have this pre-cum,
whatever. So where do you spaff?
I mean, I'm not going to go into details as to where I deposit. Obviously not inside her.
On the back.
Jesus. Basically, the reason why I wanted to touch on this as well is that, you know, it is fact. It doesn't feel as good, and it does kill the moment.
It very much.
But if you have a child and you're not ready, imagine that. Like, because a girl think, mate, you're very famous, very popular. Say you didn't have a girlfriend, yeah, maybe even if you do. She may think, oh, I can get a nice life or something. She wants to have your kid, can tell you she's on the pill.
Fucking hell, that
happened. And it's like that having wanting to have great sex mixed with actual, like, your life will be ruined and or not ruined, I don't mean ruined, but as in, like, changed forever. Weighing that up. That indicates to me, are you almost okay with if you did end up getting her pregnant?
So that's what I was going to ask.
I'm at this stage of my life, right now, if it were to happen, and I do not want a child, but if it were to happen, I would accept it and it wouldn't feel like
it's
ruined my life.
He's ready for a kid.
Whose life it would ruin is my dad's, because I can't afford a kid.
Yeah, you can. You're waffling mafia now.
No. So this is my point. It's irresponsible. But I mean, I did.
Wait, so you're ready for a child? You're ready for, like, parenthood?
Oh, what the fuck is that? That's a wasp! Wow. No! Get that out of my building! Get it out! Fuck off! No! I don't want that in here. Leave. Where's the rage?
No, this is scaring me.
I don't want this.
Shouldn't he be sleeping?
Yeah, get out.
How? It's winter.
Yeah, apart from the fact, why are you in my property? Get out of my building.
Fuck off.
Your shit. Get out now.
Why is it being
Well, that's coming for my head.
I'll go for the window.
Fuck get up now. Get out.
I'm all alone.
It's killer wasp, mate. That needs to die immediately. Right, where's the raid? Oh, fuck.
It's right on a line.
It's stuck.
Is it stuck?
It's stuck on a spider's web.
Is it actually? Oh, you caught it with this. Oh, it is.
Yeah. I mean, if I spray anywhere near the electrics, then...
Oh, my God, wait, the spider's going to eat it.
Oh,
the
spider's going through it. We got to fight.
Oh, my God. We've got to fight.
Wait, the spider's
going to... I'll turn the electrics off.
Wait, now, let the spider eat it.
No.
Yeah, this is going to be a battle.
Why are we watching a battle?
Oh, it's raised this.
No!
No!
No! Get up! No! I did spray it, though.
Did you?
Anyway. Right, so well,
I don't get that.
What are we talking about?
How Luke's ready for parenthood?
Yeah, no,
enjoys.
That's not what I'm saying. Basically, I'm not ready for parenthood. But I'm saying if it were to happen, I feel comfortable doing it because.
Well, I got a question.
I feel like I am.
Do you sort of love the fact you're tempting fate?
No. It's definitely not an excitement thing, and I think.
Surely, if you're having sex like regularly, it's bound to happen. Pre-cum and that.
No, and this is the thing. This is why I don't want to encourage it. I'm not saying because right. What I also want to talk about in relation to this is when you were younger, when we were all younger, and you went on a night out. Because this is adding another risk now. You go on a night out and you link up with a bird. Are you wrapping up? Because now you have the risk of STDs.
Well, I suppose there's a difference between you and a one-night stand, which is unprotected.
Of course.
Because you're in a healthy relationship that's ready for a child.
No, not ready for a child.
As in, like, tempting fate with, like, what's out and about on a town is obviously that is sketchy, because there could be all sorts. Things like chlamydia, all of that, they are very common. And, yeah, like, it's dodgy because the sex isn't as good when you're wrapping up.
And also, especially
but
if you're drunk.
But it's like, do you, like, you know?
And when you're drunk, it's easier to be like,
fuck it, let's just do it. But anyways, let us know. Do you wrap up? Do you take safety seriously? Obviously, as role models, we'd like to say we're perfect, but we're not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if you can wrap up, do wrap up.
Yeah, we'd always advise it. But anyways, I do actually want to relate this to a very interesting email we've had in with the title... Joseph Martin Weller scrambled my skull. Right?
Who's this been written in by?
Goes, all right, boys. I hope you're well. Got a great conundrum for you today. I'm in my car with this girl and we're getting down to business, right?
In the car.
Right, this is vile. My fingers are getting stinky. Apologies. And she's feeling around my cock area. The only problem is I'm struggling to get a rod on and all I can think about is Joe. Talking about him getting anxious and not being able to perform.
You're in his head.
Joe Weller was living rent-free in my skull and preventing me from getting hard.
Are you actually living?
Any tips on how to avoid such floppy cock occasions? Oh. Also,
Can Joe tell us his fingering tutorial? Oh, as I would like to learn how to make a girl come 3 times in 10 minutes.
Wonder why you're in his head. You fucking...
But this was an interesting one because... So, up until then, right, he may have never have had performance anxiety. But after hearing me, have I planted a seed in his head which has now made him an anxious performance anxiety wreck?
You're...
Bruno?
He's now, like, super overthinking it because...
He's thinking of me, mate, when he's getting with a girl.
Yeah, but this is 100% a thing. How many people has this happened to where they've never been in a situation where they need to get a rock on?
Don't feed that fucking gimp. What? Wait, can I say that?
Why are you calling me a gimp?
Well, no, because like, I thought you were going to say, like, how many people now think of Joe and then...
No, listen to him,
But how many people are now in that position where they've never... had to sort of, you know, worry about getting a rock on before. And now all of a sudden, they've got this thing inside their head where they're like, wow, performance anxiety is real. And what if it doesn't work? Because all it takes, right, I get, and it's a weird analogy, I get this thing where I can't sleep on my own, but I'll be tired, but I'll tell myself through the day that because you're on your own, you're not going to sleep.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
and so I get that. So it's similar.
That, yeah, it's that thing of like your thoughts dictate how you feel, which dictates how you act. Wait, listen on that. Your thoughts, feeling, and actions.
Yeah.
So if you start thinking, oh, wait, what if Joe Weller said about this thing about performance anxiety? What? I hope it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Just boom. And then that's what happened to me back in day dot, mate. I'd have this great vision of, oh, I can't wait to make love. Do I have a great sexual partner in chemistry?
Right? Wait, who told you about this?
Listen, and then I would think, oh, God, I hope I don't fuck it up. Hope I don't totally fuck this and have to tell the boys that I absolutely ruined it.
Yeah, you're living great.
Yeah, so that's all it is. And now this young boy, he's got the same thing. But it's also, if you're quite a creative individual and quite like intelligent, it happens more if you're really intelligent.
So you're living rent-free in your own head and now other people's head. Fucking fantastic.
I'm just ruining the world, mate. No, that's basically what it is.
It's funny how the issue wasn't there.
No, but you don't know if it was inevitably going to be there because there are many individuals that are quite like this, actually.
Well, no, actually, because people would have
suffered... Get closer to your mic. Sorry. And bring it nearer you.
People would have suffered with different like issues and problems back in the day and they wouldn't have a name to it. So they would have thought it's just normal life. But now it's turned into depression, performance anxiety, that sort of stuff. So before we gave it a label, it was just life.
Yeah, but well, I think, like, is this guy saying that, like, I'm under the impression that he didn't have this problem and now Weller's started talking about performance anxiety.
And all he can think about now.
And that's all he can think about. But that is 100% a real thing where you start to worry about, and maybe this, you know, it's like the same as when you're performing in front of a big stage. You know, there's so much pressure on the fact that you have to do it.
Yeah.
You really do overthink it.
And it's like, the more it's in my head that, oh my God, I've got past experiences of fucking
it
up.
That is the
worst. It adds to it. So yeah, mate, it's like that once those seeds are planted in your head, it's difficult to overcome them.
Oh no.
Well, you just got to have a bit of different perspective on it.
What's his advice?
So my advice is this, right? Don't, now, does he specify whether he likes this girl? Because I'm going to be honest here. I'll be very honest. Right? So I've been in a car with a girl that I, on paper, fucking fit. I fancied her, but it was very much purely sexual. Even good banter. Like, I'd get... No, I'm going to be honest here, but...
Stop saying you're going to be honest.
You know, like, you get boners when you're talking.
Well, you get excited by the conversation.
No. Yeah,
I'm so happy talking to you. I've got a boner.
No, you know, like the flanter all day long.
Oh, so you're getting blue balls during the day.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, I definitely fancy her, and this is great. However, this was years ago, by the way.
No one asked, mate.
It was fucking ages ago. No, it actually was. It was.
Why are you kicking me under the table?
What? No, listen. So basically, there I am. Peacehaven. No, I can't really say that.
Age 17? I know who this is.
No, you're not. Right. So there we are in the car. And
she flops her boobs.
Wait, what? Just out of nowhere, she's like, wait, mate.
Why do I say it like that? Flop them boobs out.
No, like, this is vile. This is, I don't know. I'm not about going
to... No, you have to finish it. You have to finish it.
So, yeah, and I'm like, well, this should be really turning me on.
But it just intimidated me.
It made me terrified. I was scared. I was like, oh, you're confident. But at that point, I was really not confident in myself. So instead of making me like get turned on, I was just, oh no. So we kissed loads, but then I got really scared. And this is what I was like when I was a bit younger. Getting in that situation would produce loads of anxiety within me, and those sexual loving feelings would not come through. So what I'll say to this young boy is focus on finding someone that you really do connect with in a way that really relaxes you, because if you're not relaxed, you're probably going to have this performance anxiety issue, because what the second that stress and anxiety is going around, it's shutting off unvital functions like sex, feeling hungry, things like that. It just shuts things down.
You need to feel comfortable. You need to
be relaxed in that way where it's not like, oh shit, I'm intimidated.
So what we're saying here is ultimately you saying you don't think he's fully relaxed with this girl, and you popping into his head is just a byproduct of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not the result of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out of interest, was this girl for you like older?
No.
Younger?
I don't know. I don't even know how old she is.
I think she's our age.
Do you not know who we're on about?
Give me the initials.
Oh, no, we can't. No chance. There are reasons that we can't.
Right, anyways, but that was an interesting one. I just want to know, do I pop into it, or do we pop into any of your heads when you're now going into sexual encounters? Because we do actually get a lot of emails where people say, oh, yeah, you know, it was 2 a.m., I was with this girl. Started thinking about Theo. And when I've said you know so much in this episode.
But also, people get turned on listening to the podcast.
Yeah, that was another thing. I think did we cover that in the last one?
We have spoken about that.
It was interesting anyway. Now, guys, interrupting quickly for this sponsored commercial break.
Beluga.
Beluga. Listen, this is what
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? That's your moose asking for Manscaped. Woo! Obviously, our friends at Manscaped, the greatest ball-cutting device ever. Have yet again sponsored Waffling. So, Malfoy, what does this Manscaped engineering system provide for you?
Well, it provides the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created, the Lawnmower 3.0.
And it's waterproof. It includes an LED light, so you can see where it's dark.
The crevices.
Where the sun doesn't shine. And it's made with advanced skin-safe technology, which reduces nicks and cuts on your delicates. Ideal.
Which we have all personally verified.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It works.
Not only that, mate, it comes with Crop Preserver, which is basically like ball deodorant.
Yeah, and the Crop Reviver, which is ball toning spray. Both super practical, and they smell great too.
I'm not even joking.
Yes.
I actually use it on the reg.
You use it on the reg?
It actually smells nice.
And as you'll learn from this episode, you want to keep down there clean.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. Like, honestly, like a bad hygiene, bad smell, it can ruin a lot of things. And you want to be good, like, nicely trimmed.
Not only that, you also can get the Manscaped Boxer Briefs.
That have optimal temperature control with their crop cooling technology while keeping your pride and joy supported. The waistband is also super elastic to reduce chafing, rubbing. Plus, when your girl sees this logo, she knows she's got a real Manscaped man. Wow. Well, get 20% off through us. Okay?
And free shipping.
And free shipping by going to manscaped.com/waffling. That is manscaped.com/waffling. The link is in the description. Enjoy. Get your 20% off. Now let's continue the show. Now, next topic, right? Would you say that you are controlled by your phone? Oh, like that thing actually dictates your life.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What would you say, Luke?
Well...
Yes or no at this point, mate?
What? No is what I like to think.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm doing a very you here. I watched this documentary, but aside from the documentary, it's called The Social Dilemma. If you've watched it, let me know. But basically, it shows how your phone, right, and the people on social media have literally completely gone absolutely scientific with making this device completely dictate you so that they can essentially sell you to advertisers. Right, so from literally the colour scheme of Instagram. is made in a way that keeps you on there. The way, the whole algorithm, the algorithm, what it shows you, how long you spend looking at a certain genre of photo or things like that, it's all made to keep you on there so that they can keep selling adverts to you, right? How often throughout the day do you feel like, I want to look at my phone, I want to look at my phone? Because they've got it in a way that is like in the fucking casino when it's like going, doing the what? Was it? You pull and you may get a...
Yeah, well, like slot machine. It makes
You want to keep because you may get that dopamine hit. You may get that thing that you want.
I always do this, I'll be like...
Yeah. You look at your phone. Yeah,
it,
that, honestly...
I've done it during this.
Yeah. And honestly, like this thing, like for me, it's so toxic when I'm just endlessly scrolling. I genuinely would say a large reason for like the, any mental health or like doubting myself issues that I've had come to from me like scrolling through those fucking things so much. And I end up just comparing myself and feeling like the world's so big and I'm so small. And what? It's fucking shit. People, what? Get rid of the phone, mate. Let's all get rid of it.
Well, there's no coincidence that since the start of modern technology and mobile phones, anxiety and depression rates have skyrocketed. Yeah.
And even social like media. Eating disorders, they've all gone through the roof. Like,
it doesn't. What does it actually do for you? Like imagine, it doesn't.
Think about the feeling when you lose your phone.
Yeah.
Oh like, my god. We are Cybertrons.
Yeah. And it's the way that it is. Like these people at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they openly be like, "Yeah, we know what we're doing. We know that we're literally ruining the world." Like they fucking. Oh,
too much money though.
Yeah, yeah, and all of that. And things like TikTok, apart from the fact, that's porn.
Yeah, soft porn. We've discussed this, and what, it's young girls. Yeah. No, not on here, as in private.
Yeah, because basically, I had a meeting with a guy recently, and his kids were there. His nine-year-old was doing the WAP dance, the wet-ass pussy dance, yeah, for a TikTok. Don't know what it is. The parents don't know what that all means. And I'm just like, this fuck, that's a young child doing this. And they, like, TikTok, there's no filter either.
Well, and also TikTok gives you what you want to see. Yeah. Whatever you scroll through.
Literally, like, nonces can have free access.
Yeah.
Which, that's what it is.
Like, my TikTok is just fucking dogs.
Yeah, what is it really, mate?
It's literal dogs. Like, just, like, cute dogs.
Yeah.
But it's TikTok's really bad. I've actually come to realise it. Like, I'm actually, I go to bed at 12. I'll just go on my phone. You know, like the last browse before you go to bed. Next thing you know, it's an hour. Yeah, half an hour. Honestly, it's actual fun.
Honestly. And this is the thing as well, right? These things are beneficial when they're used as tools.
Like for this.
Right? Yeah, so we're using it as a tool to operate the sliding camera over there. But when they start being like pacifiers, i.e. your brain like wants it. It's like literally a pacifier to occupy your brain. That's when it's dodgy, and because you're subconsciously, you're comparing yourself, and these young people that are getting onto it too early, like, I urge you so much, just try and fucking put it down. Like, it will save you long term.
But at the same time, also 100%. For people like us as well, I think we can get, maybe we give the excuse to ourselves that, oh, it's work, or do need it for work, but...
But consciously, you need to make an effort now, because I'm only going to use it like that for work when it's a tool. I in the past 3 days since I've watched that documentary, I've only gone on it for messages, and then I went on Twitter before this show to research relevant topics.
Let's do right now.
I know what you're going to say. I was about to say
what?
Oh, it's so bad.
What is it, mate? What is it?
Your screen time.
Your screen time.
No, because it actually makes you feel sick.
Okay, go on it. We're all going to look at our screen time. Everyone join in right now if you want to.
I'm actually feeling bad. Yeah, but okay.
Go now.
Well, comment your screen time.
Hang on.
Comment your screen time right now.
You have to, for me.
What's your daily average? Go.
Oh, my days.
Okay. Can I just
say the daily average?
6.5 hours, but...
Oh my God, I thought mine was bad.
No, but 5 hours of it is Google Maps.
Okay.
What?
So actually, that's not that bad.
How often are you driving?
I've done 5 hours of driving.
Wait, over the last 3 days, you know it says at the bottom?
Yeah.
What's your total screen time? It says just here?
Yeah.
Like, mine's 17 hours, 11 minutes and 8 hours.
Total screen time in 3 days?
Yeah.
Is that your total? Yeah, what's your total screen time in the last 3 days?
20 hours.
Everyone look at the 20 hours.
But that is minus 8 hours of Google Maps. So.
12?
12.
What's yours?
17, 11.
Mine's down. Fuck.
Mine's 13, 26.
How technically, but
how much? How much is social networking?
Social networking for me is 5 hours, 45.
My social networking, 4 hours, 41.
8 hours 30.
Fucking
8 hours.
That's terrible, isn't it? Because that's just
in the
poison.
Past 3 days.
Fair, mine's down 20% from last week.
Yeah, mine's down 40% from last week.
Oh my god! So yeah, the show really has had an impact.
Bloody hell!
Well, I was down 40 hours.
I get cucked because
yeah, like my social networking for today is less than an hour, less than an hour, and yeah, that's sick. That's why I want to keep it less than an hour. That's fine.
Mine's 31 minutes, but I have been playing golf all day, so it's a cheat day.
Yeah, I've been a massive golf player.
No, it is mad, and I think any young person that is listening.
On what?
Monday.
Near the mic.
9 hours on Monday.
Nine hours.
On social networking.
Nah, 2.5 hours or 3 hours on social networking. 2.5 hours Google Maps. 2 hours creativity.
Dodgy.
What was that? Just looking at YouTube numbers?
Probably, yeah.
Do you see Logan Paul is potentially fighting Floyd Mayweather?
Wait, I saw it put in a group chat, but I have no idea I've not been on my phone all day.
Yeah, so it's just broken on Twitter that apparently Logan Paul is going to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Surely not.
Now, obviously, we all know that, you know, Keemstar has said, this is no joke, some boxing insider just told me. So, is Keemstar reliable? I don't know. However, apparently this is in the talks. Obviously, we all know that Logan Paul would get battered, and that's what all the memes are right now. Logan does want to be the biggest superstar that's doing the next big thing. And
Surely this is just a win-win no matter what.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what the majority of boxing, I mean, I think it actually is.
It's like, even a win for Floyd.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's going to get a lot of money from it. It'll be big, even if we all know what the result's going to be.
I think that'll be sick. He'll die in like 30 seconds.
Well, this is the thing.
Would he?
I don't think Logan Paul would land a punch, but would Floyd Mayweather be able to knock out a 200-pound
guy? How tall is Floyd Mayweather?
Mayweather's gonna be like what, 5'7"?
So like
slightly
taller than you.
I dead banner. But yeah, I think what I find
like most interesting about this is how many times have we gone over YouTube boxing, like whatever like whoever the parties are, and we're always like, nah, it's dead, it's done now.
So potentially little boy Theo has just made
you started it.
Floyd Mayweather fight.
Yes,
Logan.
Yeah,
it's the fucking money.
Yeah, surely from that we've got to get commission, mate. This is Keemstar's words. Wait 1 second.
New drama alert! It's being uploaded right now. It's happening. It's Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul. I just confirmed it.
Well, there you go.
He's
confirmed.
It's official. But I mean, that would be mental. And I hope that I'm commentating.
I was going to say, will you get us flights and tickets?
Surely Logan.
If it's on Sky Sports, I'm confident I will commentate.
Can I be ringside?
Oh, I'll have a word.
Like, can I do something this time?
Yeah.
Like, please.
Do you want to, though?
Yeah.
Do you want to be interviewed? Because remember, I interviewed you last time.
I wasn't ready for it, I don't think.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I'm very much ready for that.
Yeah, I'd be gassed doing that. I think that would be sick.
But like Logan, like obviously, can I have some money?
Speaking of Logan, 6ix9ine was on his podcast.
I've literally just finished it.
What did you think of that?
You said, because I've been putting off
go
watching,
on, what?
You,
what?
I've been putting off watching this.
Yeah.
Since you said like it was like a shouting contest.
Right, here he goes.
Wait, what?
I didn't say it was a shouting contest. I said 6ix9ine was like no. Every time they wanted to say an opinion.
That is true. I actually thought it was a really good podcast.
Didn't say it wasn't a good podcast.
Okay, there you go.
That is also true, but
it was a sick podcast.
It was good, but did you watch it or did you listen to it?
I listened to it.
Classic. Because if you watched it, you would have seen, bear in mind, this is Logan's podcast. This is theirs.
He didn't speak much.
And you can see that almost like 6ix9ine's aura, it must have just been intimidating. His demeanor must have been like, because they were very much listening. And when they did try to butt in, they speak very quickly because they were trying to say, because, you know, before he interrupted them. Yeah, he would always like talk over them and stuff, and I found that quite interesting. And it brings me on to a very interesting point that I've been thinking of recently, and that is about people's energy. Right? I'm going on a mad one here. Not conspiracy, but it's just it's a thought that I've been having, because without saying something, you give off an energy that people receive.
What is my energy?
I think, harmless. Like, I wouldn't say it's a dodgy, intimidating
thing. Harmless.
Harmless,
this
I'd say.
Energy, is it not just a presumption?
I'd say, like, literally from just looking at someone, being around them, I can sort of feel whether they're genuine or whether they've got an altered ulterior motives
or
if they, you know, have got a good heart or if they're a bit flaky, you know. I feel like without saying stuff, that can be said and that, or that can be picked up. Or is that, do you guys feel that or do you not?
No, I think I do. Yeah, 100%. But also, when you know what someone's done in their career, so say you do have this preconception of them. Say, for example, when me and Luke, we interviewed Steven Gerrard for the first time. Do you remember when he walked in the room? Yeah, he walked in the room and the whole place went silent. And you could sense everyone was like sensing his, like you didn't even know, you didn't even have to see him walk in to know he was in the room.
Right.
Because the whole environment changed.
Like his aura was like mad. Yeah, yeah, so that's where his reputation, what people know about him, how they've connected to him. How he's connected to them in their lives. Maybe, yeah, that would be a thing. But so, I'm talking more from like, say, you know, when you're with new people, you meet people for the first time. I'm thinking more like that sort of thing. So someone you don't know and how you receive them.
Because you often have this with girls, don't you? Like, we'll go somewhere. Let's just say, for example, we go to Starbucks and there'll be someone behind the bar who, no, who to our eyes, to say like me and Theo, is a 4 out of 10, and that's fair because no, everyone is allowed an opinion, right? But Joe will be like, oh my gosh, she was so attractive, and you would admit that it's not based on how she looks, it is based on the vibe you got off her. You'd be like, wow, like literally.
No, I do feel you on that. If you put it into the girl sense, I've realised that, you know, looks are one thing, but that energy that you get from probably like, I don't know if it's eye contact or what, but you feel something, and that is like the exciting,
like
the good feeling.
Like when we were in Brighton the other day, when we were at lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, what, the waitress?
The waitress, yeah. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
She's incredible. I can feel this energy with us. Maybe I'm going to wait until she finishes work.
But yeah, you did. I'm going to wait till she finishes work at 11.
Yeah, but, well, you found out she was working out.
You asked her what time she finished.
You asked her.
No, I didn't.
I didn't ask her.
I definitely wouldn't have
asked her. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, no, I think that is totally a thing. But it made me think, like, is everyone sort of like that? Or is that sort of, I don't know, where... Am I just a weirdo? No, not that. None of that bollocks. Just more of like, do I have a superpower?
Well, wait, so was this... was this like, obviously you noticed this while watching... the video, was it not more so you were reading the situation in the room, i.e. there was Mike and Logan, who are naturally or normally two very sort of like commanding guys, you know, you see them dictate a podcast and it's fine, and now all of a sudden they've got, in no uncertain terms, a criminal in the room with them,
but not
someone who
that.
Has committed armed robbery, he
beat up his girlfriend,
openly admitted it, he film sexual encounters with a
child,
minor.
Yeah.
But not only that as well, he's a huge, huge celebrity.
Yeah, there
and he's got 10 bodyguards just there
giant
as well.
Giant
isn't humans. It naturally intimidating? But I'm saying that, yeah, like, I don't know. I'd like the idea that for me, it sparked that thing of like, are people's energy different? Can someone's demeanor come across as are more alpha, like, as in it makes you want to be more submissive?
I was going to say, even your energy dictates this podcast.
What are you talking about, Theo?
Like, when you're like a alpha and like, make me submit to you, it works excellently. But when you're like
when I'm timid and I need your energy.
Sometimes I can do it. I've done it once. Yes. Once.
No, you can.
But usually when you're timid, I'm like...
Because we filmed.
That's what I'm saying as well, though, because I noticed that, as in when my energy is, I feel like it does affect whatever room I'm in. As in, if I'm around the dinner table with my family and I'm feeling off, which I have felt for the past 2 weeks, the chat's dead, you can feel it. When I'm all right in good spirits, they're all like fucking on it as well. Mm. And do certain people give off energy stronger than others? For example, maybe that's how I connect with viewers down the lens. Maybe does it transmit literally down the lens?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you feeling me right now? Mm. My energy, is it within you?
Oh, yeah.
But this is, we've filmed episodes that haven't gone out based on the fact that you're sort of
timid.
Not sort of there. And this is where it comes down to the point where I always say, Well, mate, it's your show. You're the host of the show. It Rachel, does. It does depend
show.
On you.
Your channel,
my show.
You know what I mean. Yeah. So if you don't show up, the show doesn't really show up. And you know, like you say, yeah, maybe that just is your aura. I mean, you were always sort of like back in school, like, I guess one of the like the leaders, so to
really
speak.
The leader.
No, but do you
obviously leader. Of your groups.
The yeah, leader.
Yeah. No, no.
My ego.
You know what I mean? No, how you have in a group, maybe like you have the leaders who.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And who was your like leader, like, you know, your arch enemy leader?
The rival.
The arch rival, enemy. The rival leader of your group. There's always two alphas, aren't there, of the group?
What are you trying to say?
Ollie Edwards.
Ollie Edwards.
Yeah, you both were two alphas.
Yeah, there's always leadership battle.
We weren't competing. And I don't understand this. It's always been like a thing of like battle of the leaders.
Yeah, it was always
yeah, it has
that.
Been.
It's been that since school.
Wankers. Anyways, right. Now, guys, just interrupting for one more commercial break. We love the guys at ExpressVPN. And once again, they have sponsored this great podcast. So, Malfoy, what does ExpressVPN provide for these wonderful people?
Well, as we know, there are tons of VPNs out there.
Yes.
Okay. Our favourite is, of course, ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN.
We all use it all the time. And I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, ExpressVPN is the best one out there. And why is that?
Well, ExpressVPN does not log your data. Lots of really cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to ad companies. ExpressVPN developed a technology called Trusted Server that makes it possible for their servers to log any of your info.
Yeah.
Second is speed. I've tried lots of VPNs in the past. Many slow your connection down or make your device sluggish.
Boys, I want to interrupt here because
I got
a bit sad about this and I tested two VPNs next to each other. One unnamed, one ExpressVPN, and it was much quicker.
Well, yeah, basically, ExpressVPN, you need it when you're wanting to hide what you're doing. You know, you may want to watch shows that are around the world and all these different things. And it does require a lot of internet and all of that. So if you haven't got a good one, then it's going to be rubbish.
I used it in Greece to watch Netflix UK.
There you go. Exactly. And here we go. The last thing that really sets ExpressVPN apart from the other VPNs is how easy it is to use. Unlike other VPNs, you don't have to input or program anything. You just fire up the app and click one button to connect. It's so easy, even your grandparents could use it.
Mate, Eve, I have it on my phone, my laptop, and my TV. All right? So easy. You literally click on. Mate, that's it, and it works.
As well, it is actually rated the number one VPN in the world.
Doesn't surprise
on
me.
Multiple big websites. So there we go.
Wait, so what are we offering?
So what we are offering is 3 months free on a one-year package. So you get 3 extra months completely free with us boys at expressvpn.com/waffling. That is expressvpn.com/waffling. Now let's get back into the show. Speaking of two blokes that have been up to no good, Phil Foden and Mason Greenwood, obviously it wasn't this week, but they basically represent an England football team. They organise to get 2 Icelandic babes round.
Babe.
Whereas, during COVID, they're under strict guidelines to not do such thing. But they do it. How do you feel about this? They're both 18 and 20 years old.
Oh, this is
would
so,
you have done the same?
This is so, no, I would not have done the same. But this is so peak because...
Could you have done the same?
Yeah, obviously. This is peak because...
Grand a week.
This is peak because they've let themselves down and the national side down... By doing this,
yeah.
They've been told not to do this, but they've done it.
Is it going to affect their career moving forward?
No.
When Moan.
People are saying like, oh, their career in English football is done. They're never going to make another appearance. Mate, yeah. Greenwood and Foden are two of the highest rated hot prospects of English football.
Yeah.
They're going to be England legends.
I know.
This is just a dent.
Do you think this relates to YouTubers at all? I.e. they're meant to be role models. They're not meant to be slags.
Who said anything about slags?
No, but as in, they're not meant to just fuck about.
What this is what I'm going to say at the same time. Greenwood and Foden are 18 and 20. Mm. You know, Foden's got a wife and kids.
Yeah, this was that was
got
an issue.
A wife?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
He's got a girlfriend and a kid with her.
But remember, this football
which
land.
Is an
football
issue.
Land is completely different.
Like Sterling had a kid at 14 or something.
Yeah, it's like completely. Yeah. Greenwood, 18-year-old lad. He obviously wants
lad.
He wants the babes round, but unfortunately, you're also an English footballer and you. Maybe 18 years old, but you've got a lot of weight on your shoulders and responsibility.
This is why I say I'm sort of in two minds about
the
whole thing.
Yeah, so am I.
Do you feel like you're still 20?
Oh, yeah.
Mate, I'm getting 18. Older, but I'm still that age, i.e., I don't feel like I look my age. I don't feel like I am or act or am. I'm still a kiddie, mate.
Do you remember when we were like younger and be like,
do you know what I mean?
I'm with you on that.
Do you remember when 100%. We were younger and be like, oh my God, 25, they're so old?
Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
We're 24. We're ancient, mate.
Janine just turned 25.
She's well old, bruv. She's going to be 30.
Do you not get well scared about that?
God, yeah, mate, massively.
I'm not going to lie. Well, like,
no, I'm terrified. But you know,
like,
terrified.
When you're younger, like, oh yeah, I'm going to have like a kid when I'm like 26 and get married.
But this is why I need to become a DJ.
So you can live young forever.
Wait, do you want to tell everyone about your new...
Well, I've been...
Prospect.
The past 2 weeks...
Desire.
I've been learning to DJ. And it's been fucking amazing. Like, as in, the feeling... of doing the whole mixing, and when you do it and you do it and you impress the people that are around and they love it, and just doing it for validation.
No.
I actually fucking love it because I've always liked doing house music and actually mixing tracks that I like together and all of that, like, was the only time, and I say this, in the past 2 weeks that I've felt pure elation, like pure, like, I feel great.
And also you're expressing your creativity.
Yeah, because, it felt good. And it really made me think, like, this is 100% something I want to pursue. And in an ideal world, do gigs and live shows. Would you come?
To a f***.
Yeah, I don't know about that yet. That was never meant to be announced.
No, it doesn't matter. Beep that.
Yeah, beep that top beat. Yeah. but yeah, basically, I'm interested to know, would you guys come to an event that I performed? DJing.
And what time would you come out? Like 1 a.m?
Or whenever, I don't know. I don't know, but as in...
Anyone. We've heard some of the tunes that you've
been
playing.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's pretty naughty tunes. Do you know what I mean?
Pretty outrageous, like proper,
pretty,
you know, like...
Pretty, yeah. Do you know what I mean, mate? So yeah, it'd be dodgy, but that is something, that's a new skill. And I can't tell you, mate, the feeling you get from learning a new skill... from scratch. And then you're like, I couldn't do it. It was really intimidating and I didn't know how I'd get on. And then you can do it. When you get to that point, it took 3 days for me to sort of be like, I'm solid in this now. And it feels fantastic. And it really made, and I did it basically, there was a small gathering, 5 people, having a few bevs, and I was doing it. And I know it's literally 5 people, but that feeling, hey!
And those 5 people were rocking.
Yeah, I mean, at first I fucked it as well. I really fucked it. Oh, I did rubbish. No, but when I had a couple of bevs, it made me better because I was like more relaxed. And then I just got into it and I was like pulling out the maddest things. And I
never say that. Do not. This is DJ language.
No.
Pulling the maddest things.
No, it was good. It was fantastic.
Well, I could tell you've always wanted to do this when you're in the car, turning the volume up like this. You know how you always
Was it on the drop? I do the little... Like, yeah. No, but it is actually a bit like that. As in,
maybe it was meant to be. Maybe you were born to do this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to tell you something weird now, right? There are 2 things that I've always had a feeling deep within. Since about year 5, I've always thought... And you'll actually vouch for this. I always felt like boxing was going to be coming to my life at some point and DJing. Have I always not mentioned DJing? I've always mentioned it. I've always mentioned it, right? I remember year 5, because I went boxing when I was year 5, right? Because I was like, this is sick. And ever since I left that, I was like, I'm not done with this. I'm going to come back to it at some point. I don't know when. And DJing's been the other thing. And the fact that I'm now miraculously doing it and getting the hang of it and like, loving it, it's like, mate, that's the next thing.
Until you said that, I never noticed the boxing until I remember you being the one that's always like punching people for no reason. Like, playful. Hey, you know,
rough.
No, like playful. Like you come up and like, hey, wait.
Just playfully knocking you out. No.
But you always like, you know, you're.
Well, yeah, but it was
touchy,
just.
Touchy.
I just thought that, you know, on the whole like energy and spiritual thought sort of thing again, that I've always had a bit of an inkling that those things are going to be in my life.
Could this
at some point
be, you know, how you've always been searching for what's next?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing live shows, I think. That's what I want to do. And I'm shutting it down, shelling it across the country.
I can imagine at 2 a.m.
You, DJ Booth. I'm joking.
I'm joking.
He was directing towards a female. That's what you're doing.
Obviously.
That's your dream. I've just realised. Going on tour, shagging someone at each different city. They're at uni.
No,
so you're at a uni thing, it's of age, so you're guaranteed
18-year-olds.
You get to do a nice set, watch people on their different substances lose their minds to your songs, and then pull one.
I'm not a hoe.
No, you're not.
You do paint me out as this.
I mean,
No, I've actually had enough. Because when I meet Waffling Mafia members, they are just like, "Oh, Joe, like, are you, you know, do you get about?" And I tell them no, like, it's all talk.
So you lie.
I don't get about.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't.
You're going on this tour to shag.
Well, so you think I'm only learning to DJ so that I can pull girls?
That's a massive factor.
Can you imagine?
If it was if it was no, considered like a loserish thing, would you be doing it?
No, it's for losers. It's a geeky thing. It's rubbish. It's not very
you
good.
You definitely did it one night and found like, oh, this is quite an easy way to pull birthdays.
No. No, I didn't. No, I do it because it's a nice, fun skill. I like making music. It's quite good.
It does you also coincide with
fucking roommate. Yeah, so imagine that, right? You're the one. So this, right? Laughing and DJing, quite similar. No, making people laugh, right? Because this, when I make you laugh, I'm producing a enjoyable feeling for you that you didn't make happen, right? I've controlled you to produce this dopamine hit in your head that's made you laugh. Music, DJing, playing a tune that makes you gassed, yet it's the same sort of thing. So Mika, and when someone makes you laugh, like when you make a girl laugh, that's the best way to get her to like you, by making her laugh, because you're tapping into that. Same with DJing, mate. When you play a tune that makes them, and as in you, boys or girls, just people.
I love the way the example you chose was making a girl laugh compared to making them love music. That was the example you chose.
No, but it's true. It's mental. Deep within the human skull, these things are true. I'm not a creep. But no, I'm not a creep.
100% we get you. Like when you watch, you know when you watch like Tomorrowland sets, like when you go to a festival, how insane is it to be in the crowd and imagine being on the stage?
Yeah, no. Like I remember like being
everyone singing back to you.
I remember being at Glastonbury thinking like, mate, imagine being up there looking out to all of these people.
That's one of my dreams, you know.
I'll get you on stage.
No,
mate.
No, a dream of mine is to sing to a crowd, which could fuck it.
You're going
to
sing.
You can't sing.
I know, that's my point. But the fact that I love it, people may get behind it. It may be shit and they'll sing along. Yeah, it's a possibility, maybe.
People might get behind it. Now, guys, just interrupting with another commercial break. Loving the love from certain brands on this episode. But this is from AT&T and they present RTX this year. Thanks to AT&T 5G, we are able to bring an awesome RTX straight to you in the comfort of your own home. AT&T's 5G network is fast, reliable, secure, and now available nationwide. I believe that's in America. Whether you're at home or on the go, you'll enjoy coverage in more places. Plus, AT&T doesn't make it complicated. 5G access is included in all consumer unlimited plans at no extra cost.
Wow.
Get in! Join us for RTX at home or virtual panels from your favorite shows and podcasts, a whole bunch of exclusive merch drops, and more. All without putting on real pants. And our thanks to AT&T. For more information on AT&T 5G, visit att.com/5G. That is att.com/5G. In the comments, no, in the description, you'll find the link. Let's continue. Now, this one did actually make my skin crawl. Like, turn off now if you're dodgy. As in, you
well, sorry if you're dodgy, stay.
Okay, stay on. Just stay on, right? Dear Joe, Theo and Luke, I have a problem. I don't know how or why, but every time I have sex with my girlfriend, all I can smell is pure shit. And I think it's coming from my girlfriend's arse. No, better stay with us.
Out of everyone, you're the worst person to read this because hate
no,
shit.
No. This happened for the very first time about a month ago when I smelt poo during sex. At first, I didn't know what the cause of this smell was, but thought it may just be an odd one-time thing. Unfortunately, I was very wrong. Ever since that one faithful night, every time my girlfriend and I have sex, I get a strong waft of shit. And it is so off-putting and really throws me off trying to please her.
Oh, this is so well written.
a couple of weeks back, I decided to try and investigate where this stench was coming from.
Oh my God! Was he just going around sniffing out like a dog?
And I had a sneaking suspicion it was my girlfriend's arse. So as to, as discreetly as possible, I tried to get closer. We started doing 69ers, and it became very apparent that the stench was coming from her butt. No. I don't know what to do. Every time we fuck, her arse stinks. I don't know how to bring it up without offending her. Please, can you help and maybe offer a way I could tell her to fix this without offending her? We've only been going up for 3 months, so it's still pretty fresh, unlike her arse. Therefore, a tricky subject to approach.
Oh my God.
Cheers.
How has he done 69 as an experiment?
I mean, thanks for that email, because that is amazing.
Wait, surely she's like, she just cannot be wiping properly.
Oh, boys.
She can't be wiping properly.
Have you ever experienced this?
No.
I don't think I ever have. I've never even had an anal issue, so to speak, where you come out with maybe a brown mark.
Brown mark.
I've heard stories. I've got one which I can tell, but I feel like Wella's got some.
No. Yeah, I know one as well. But surely she needs to start using baby wipes. That's my first.
So this. You hear about the doggy position, right? And it's good. Yeah. But do you not frequently, when you have got a girl in this position, you sometimes can, you recept this smell from an area.
You smell?
I feel like I've experienced what this guy is saying 100%.
Really?
100%.
I would not be able to continue. Genuinely.
What did you do?
I couldn't work out what it was. I was like him.
What was if it was you?
No, it wasn't me. Fucking me, I've not got my arse bent over, mate. Fuck me. No, mate.
Wait.
I feel like it was the girl.
Did you just soldier on?
No, I changed position.
Did it remain?
But I'm not going to lie, it has put me off the doggy position a bit. Like, it has, mate. It has. But on paper, I think it's really good, i.e. I love it. But I'm now worried, what if I smell it again?
How long ago was this?
Oh, yeah, ages ago. Maybe it's because it's after a night out and
they've been sweating.
I mean, after a night out, it's always, like, sketchy. But, I mean, to be honest, I've never been in a situation where I've had to, you know, deal with the smell of
shit.
Because to me, that's just unhygienic. No. That's not smelling a sweat. If you take a bird back after a night out and you're like, oh, it smells of sweat, it's like, well, obviously. Like, you've been dancing in a nightclub all night.
I know a solution.
Go on, mate.
They should try having sex in or after the shower.
What, so? Well,
yeah, but as in, it's not always possible.
Well, this is the experiment he has to do.
Then you can't just be like, can you shower?
Can
for
you
me?
Shower?
I no, mean, you what... could make love in the shower.
Yeah, but
when... Or you could initiate it after you've showered. Like, it's entirely possible. He did 69 as an experiment.
Yeah, but it's his girlfriend.
Yeah, so when she gets out of the shower, initiate.
Yeah, but it's not always the girlfriend. Oh, well, it's not every lad gets with people that are his girlfriend.
You know, this particular guy wants to help.
He does, but so do I. Oh, fuck.
Wait, so do you rarely do doggy?
No, I do. But I just...
A little bit scared.
Hold my breath. No! Oh, gosh.
You also would never enter the other hole.
I would never do...
I swear you actually have like a legit phobia of poo or something.
Yeah, well, you just... Yeah, I really tried to... This is where it is dodgy, right? Because think about this. They say with sex, you were meant to treat one another like humans. But if you try and humanify each other too much, it actually gets gross. Like, if you think you're having sex with this carcass that is full of guts and blood and shit and sick in their stomach, they're sick.
A carcass is a dead body.
But do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean, though? Like, this thing is full of guts and blood.
Yeah, but when they're saying
like pumping around the body, like when you and when you put it in the arse,
you're putting it into the poo.
It's gross. Like, it's, and I can't think about the human side of things too much, mate. I have to just go to a place.
What do you do? It's sex like an
organ. It's spiritual for me. We're not humans. Wait, we are just exchanging.
So it's sex for you, just like this massive ordeal. You have to,
What?
You have to go to like another dimension to have sex.
No.
Wait. No. Are you like...
Well, I got problems. I think that's what used to contribute to like the performance anxiety of things. I'd overthink the whole thing so much. I'd think like, what even is this? Why are we,
are we humans?
Why
earth?
Do we do this? What is this movement? Why putting my object inside? Do you know what I mean? It's fucking mind blowing.
What the fuck?
It's mind blowing, mate. If you really start thinking about these things, it can send you to a dodgy place. This is where being such a imaginative, creative creature is actually quite harder. I almost prefer to be a bit simple-minded. Do you know what I mean? I'd prefer it sometimes, mate.
I would arguably say that more intelligent
people... I'd rather be a fucking dumb. No, we need to... Well, that's both turned off. One second.
So what were we just on?
I would argue that more intelligent people would realise it's just sex and don't overthink it.
Well, yeah. But also, furthermore... If you are a very, very creative, imaginative individual and you can't constantly just suppress things and your feelings do sometimes run away with you, it can lead to you overthinking these things. That's all I'm saying.
Have you ever taken like mushrooms?
No.
That would be fucking interesting.
I'd go, what, mate? Well, you would. Think what I'm like if I have some marijuana, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, I come out with a lot of shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, we should go to Amsterdam and do a marijuana waffling special.
I'm down.
The shit I'd come out with, bruv. It would be a special one.
Well, bro. Keen, what we say in 30,000 likes, we'll do it.
30,000 likes right now.
Should have said that.
And we will go to Amsterdam, hopefully, if we're allowed. And we will film a mushrooms /... marijuana special.
And if we don't get it, we'll just do it in the UK.
What? Is it legal to do that?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Anyways, but do it anyway, because we do what we want.
Even if it's illegal.
Yeah. What else was there? I had one more question. Oh, it's a bit sex-based, though.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We've mixed it up today.
Yeah. We'll go with this question, because it was a good one. So listen to this, guys. My girlfriend is currently having problems with her vagina when we have sex. It has been going on for about a year now, and she says it hurts her and is extremely painful. Just going to cut to the end of this. My problem is we rarely have sex anymore, maybe once or twice a month.
A month?
Maybe once every 1 or 2 months.
Even less.
So once every like 2 months. Since this has been happening, I found myself masturbating a lot more than usual. Basically, I'm going to interject. He's got welleritis. This is what this guy has got. Let me finish. Right. And it's getting to the point where I'm masturbating every day, sometimes twice a day. I don't watch porn. I usually use Instagram for soft porn, which I find a lot more stimulating for me.
Which is very well. The prop. Well.
That's what I fell into, mate, because I'm not watching porn. I'm just looking at Instagram. Barbara-backed, that is very bad for you as well. Let me finish. The problem now is that I actively search for what my next is going to be over.
So what's he doing? Like scrolling through pages, saving it?
I think he is.
Adding to the
To the point where when I see my girlfriend naked or when she's trying to be seductive, I literally don't get turned on at all. Even when I'm touching her. I don't get turned on in the slightest. It's worrying now because I find it really hard to fight the temptation to masturbate and it makes me feel shit afterwards, but I can't stop it. I do?
Ooh. Post-nut syndrome as well.
Basically. This is the problem that a lot of us millennials have, right? You look at that Instagram.
This content.
You're looking at this. It's that phone once again, mate. Get rid of that and it will solve so many of your problems. Because looking at this, seeing a girl in half-naked underwear or whatever, constantly on a screen, we're not actually freaking designed to see that shit constantly every day. Boom, boom, boom. So it desensitizes you. You're only meant to see that stuff very, very rarely. And that's what then, when you do see it, you're freaking stimulated. But if you're getting that shit every day, it rewires your brain, mate. And the only way to get through this
is to fucking put that phone down.
Delete the app.
Or unfollow those girls, or else it's just going to stick around. And it will stay over you your whole life. You'll be married with kids and all that, and you'll be sat there with it still freaking ruining you. Your girlfriend will feel shit because she'll feel like she can't turn you on. And it will tear you apart and you'll be very lonely.
What we did say, because we discussed this question when we were sort of typing the podcast up, is that I feel like the problem is more than he just prefers wanking here. Because you and me, Theo, we've obviously had long-term girlfriends. And when you see your girlfriend naked now, instantly, it's not like, I've got a boner, like, wow, this is... You know, like when you see a girl for the first time naked, because you become desensitized, right, to it. It's just the first thought is when they're naked is not sexual.
Nah.
However, he's then being touched.
Carry on.
You don't get it a lot.
Wait, what? So you rarely see her naked?
Oh, every day.
Do you get a boner every time? Surely, mate, do you or do you not? Come on.
Pretty much 90% of the time.
90% of the time. Okay.
What I was going to say is because...
So what you've said is that you don't get bonus over your pad.
No, have a mature chat here, mate.
Yeah, I know.
You twat.
You're not in the doghouse, it's fine.
That is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you become so desensitized to like what you're seeing.
No, you do, mate.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like,
okay.
You know when you see, like, I know you haven't seen many girls naked, but when you saw the first one naked.
Shots fired.
Fuck's sake. Let's get it together, boys. We're having a good chat here. Come on.
When you see, like, a girl for the first time, i.e. these new Instagram birds that he's seeing.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. It is, like, instant for him. So, but if his girlfriend is making moves on him, and he's still not getting stimulated from that, then surely he's just not
into her. It's also even worse because it's happening once a month or once every 2 months because she
hurts. Well, he should be fully reloaded.
So, so when she's making moves, this means she's recovered from like, or is accepting that it's going to hurt. So it should be a very special thing for him.
Yeah.
And he should take every moment that he gets.
But this is what's fucking him more because he like wants to be that guy that is like, oh, I appreciate you fucking go through this pain. He doesn't even want her to go through pain and she is getting it fixed apparently. But the fact of the matter is he can't even perform when it comes to it because he's totally not interested. And I've had this, mate. When I'm freaking on my, you know, I don't do this anymore, but... If I'm on a wanking spree for way too long, then I will then get into the real life situation and feel nothing. Nothing. It will be like, but this is what happened when I was younger and I thought I must be homosexual. That's what I thought. I was like, why am I with this girl and feeling nothing? It's because I've been caning the old masturbation over things on a freaking screen for ages, mate.
You need to find a perfect balance.
Part of the fact, what you need to do realistically is get rid.
Needs to delete the app.
I mean, obviously, once in a blue moon, maybe self-please yourself. However, apart from that, mate, well, look, Kimberly Wyatt from the Pussycat Dolls has just put in a little chat in the group chat.
Name drop.
You know, so, Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, no, but basically, yeah, that's basically what this comes down to. But I really related to this guy, that's why I wanted to get it up.
Yeah, we suggest delete the
literally,
app.
Literally, get it up. Well, that was a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
Is there any other things you wanted to say, Theo?
Can I just say
football season?
Yeah,
predictions on the football this year.
Well, I was
I can tell you my top five, six.
Yeah,
really
quickly, guys. I know if some of you may not like football, but this is really key.
I really think it's going to be Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, United, Arsenal, or Arsenal United.
That was actually a very mature and realistic top six.
And then
from you. I was expecting like Arsenal place. Maybe second or something.
Sixth place, I'm undecided. Undecided. But the top five, I think it's going to be the standard top five with Arsenal back in there.
You don't reckon Tottenham are going to slot in?
Oh, they're shit. They are actual shit.
But after watching the documentary, which I imagine we've
watched. I've watched the last three, but from what we've seen so far, they're done out here. They can't buy a striker because everyone knows if you're going to sign for Spurs, you're going to be on the bench. They've just signed Gareth Bale, which is class.
Yeah, that is
what
we've heard.
That is class. Fair play to them. They're constantly getting injuries. Their defence is shite. And they lost to fucking Everton.
Who are looking unreal,
dangerous.
By the way. They've
made fair play to Everton.
Six signings.
Chelsea.
Oh, here we go. Didn't you say they were going to finish top last season?
Top four, I said.
And now you think they're going to be first?
So, Chelsea FC Football Club.
Brighton.
Oh.
Brighton and...
No, so I think it's going to be Chelsea, Manchester City Football Club, Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool fifth.
Wait, so where are Man City finishing?
Did I not say Man City? Liverpool. Okay, so wait. Chelsea, who did I say second? City. Chelsea, Man City. Man United.
What be for Arsenal?
This is a fucking idiot.
Arsenal. Man United, Liverpool.
So Liverpool fifth.
On a level, like, Liverpool are actually, like,
leaky
fucked.
Tap, mate. They are leaky taps.
Not only you can't sign anyone because, again, they're going to be a bench player. Number two, you've conceded 16 goals in the last 9 games.
Cheers, Jeff.
And if you're going to win a league, the average amount of goals you concede as a title winner is 0.8. And in the last 30 games, Liverpool conceded 1.7.
Fuck. Where have you learned this information?
Stats. Listen to
Sky Sports. We did win the league last season, though.
Yeah,
talking about history, are we?
Not in the last 30 games.
I will say as well, it may not be the last 30 games, but either way, maybe last 16. I will say, when you win a league, you strengthen on top.
Yeah.
No, and
anyone can win a league, mate. It's about fucking retaining it.
I do agree with you here.
Like Chelsea,
your squad depth is not good enough.
I am concerned at the lack of spending.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
On Hannah.
I think you're all losers.
But are you not worried that it's gone the other way and Chelsea has spent too much?
Incorrect. No. This is what I like about Chelsea Football Club,
mate.
Yeah,
but okay, so I'm saying they've brought in loads of attackers, but attack wasn't a massive
issue. They're
going
to buy
Thiago Silva, Ben Chilwell. Going to sign Mendy in goal.
So you signed, what, a 37-year-old centre-back?
Yeah, good for
fucking
the,
85
for the...
on FIFA, mate. I don't know about you, son.
He's also 35, not 37.
He's 35. He's well-seasoned. JT could slip in next room, I reckon.
He did a good job at soccer, eh?
You know what I mean?
Did you watch it?
I think no. I actually think, like, Chelsea FC, look, we're coming for it all, mate.
But you didn't look like... I didn't even watch it.
So
your two teams that you
I couldn't
you
watch
even...
it because it's like it's watching your father and your mother go at it, isn't it? You can't watch Brighton and Chelsea play against each other. Who do I want to win? I want them both to win.
Wait, the way you described that.
That's what it's like.
Was fucked.
No.
You said you can't watch them because they're going at it together. But it's okay when you watch Chelsea by themselves, aka your mum, and Brighton by yourself, aka your dad.
What?
Does that make sense? That makes sense.
When he said going at each other, he didn't mean shagging. He meant like having a go at each other.
Yeah, like I don't want to see them fight. I want to see them be friends, but fight other people. So, I just can't really... I don't get any enjoyment from watching them go against each other. So, you know...
So, I did watch it, or some of it. And okay. I thought Brighton were actually looking sick.
Yeah, we are sick,
mate. How do you got a good new right back or something?
Oh, really?
The only I know it's peak, like, me and you have, like, very, like, similar, like, not really interested in football, but...
We are.
You're a football YouTuber, aren't you?
You are a soccer football guy.
Yeah, I've had to join a fantasy league this year.
Oh, no.
With, like, a forfeit.
Responsibility.
So but because there's a forfeit at the end, now I have to, I have to do this fantasy thing every week.
What is the forfeit?
Pay for a meal, like, bottom two pay for a meal, but it's YouTube lot.
So it's like 10K. It's going to be like 30K.
Can't finish bottom two.
Oh, shit.
Why did I sign up?
Why did you sign up? Who pressured you? Burnt Chip? Harry?
Oh, definitely Burnt Chip.
Yeah, it would have been.
But also, I quite enjoy it because it means I should actually get involved in football and like know about it.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a good reason for me to get in it.
Yeah, no, it is good. Who's going to get relegated?
Fulham.
Yeah.
100%. West Brom are in the Prem, yes.
Fulham, West Brom and Brighton.
Why Brighton? We're sick, mate. We play some of the best football in the league. We do, though. All we didn't do last season is finish
score goals.
Goals.
We haven't signed a striker.
Last season is score goals.
beat Arsenal 2-1 away, though. Me and you were there.
No, we weren't.
Yes, it was away at the Emirates. So for me, it's away. For you, it's at home.
Oh.
So we beat you at your fucking library. We won.
We beat Liverpool and Chelsea. And Fulham.
Where'd you finish?
I don't know.
You don't know where Arsenal finished last season?
Eighth? Ninth?
I think it was like eighth, yeah.
Tenth?
You're gross. You are quite gross. Your girlfriend's party you had recently. Before the new COVID rules came in.
Yeah, on the 13th.
So, did you give her special birthday hugs?
Who the fuck was you commenting on the fucking Instagram? Oh,
like, it was quite funny.
It was a funny little from the Waffen podcast. So many other people saw that and decided to comment their own little versions.
That's the thing, guys. I don't know if you follow us on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, but you never know which one of us are typing on behalf of the Waffen account. And sometimes they're like, oh, Joe, you're so funny writing this. Just it's Luke or vice versa. Like, yeah, it's quite funny. But yeah, how was that? Did she like it? Did she have a good party?
Yeah, it was a great party. Yeah. Great time. It was actually sick. And a lot of fun. Ate too much, though.
Did it need a DJ?
No. I
think we needed to attract any more attention.
Yeah,
but, well, this is the thing. Like, can we have some more parties where you need a DJ, please?
Parties? What, with six people?
Obviously, six people. There's only six
of us that have friends. I'd like to see you come at, like, you arrive at, like, 2 a.m., set up the decks, you walk in.
Yeah, I just think it'd be class, mate. It's such a sick vibe. Like,
so we all drop. At
house
1
parties
o'clock.
Always look sick.
Oh, it's lit, mate.
Me and you drop at 1. Joe comes on at 2. Perfect timing.
Yeah. If anyone needs a DJ, honestly, let me know. Like, I want to do it. Like, let me know.
At Berlin.
What sort of music would you be up for?
Drum and bass. This is very Berlin.
That's a bit heavy, isn't it?
That's fine.
But yeah, anyways, you lot. What are you saying? Is there anything else we want to say before we out this episode?
Good to be back.
If you've made it this far, please comment down below. Mate, all right, you're so fit. You're so fit.
But, Theo, you're fitter.
Fuck you.
Sorry. Thank you guys for organising this podcast.
What? Me and Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Luke got together. Basically, we were thinking, shit, last week went so fucking wrong. We need to plan a little bit. So we sat down and sort of really thought about different topics that I've got written down here. And it's come together well. But yeah, it's been good to be back on the horse, you know, this morning. I really thought that maybe... No, I really thought... Listen, right now, I literally thought that, oh, shit, I really don't want to let the boys down. Don't want to let everyone down. I'm going to fucking... I've been on some walks today. I think, yeah, it's been good overall.
And I also think as well, if it did fuck it tonight, it's fucked forever.
No. Well,
you can't put that pressure on him.
Can't come here and say, Joe, no pressure at all from us boys, and then come out with something like, listen, fucking hell.
Because then it would have been like a cycle of in your head. But because we've done so well tonight, I think it's given everyone a good confidence boost.
I'm going to be fucked for next episode.
I think it was good that we had a successful...
Yeah, I really liked your energy you gave off today.
Really?
Yeah, I felt the vibe. I felt your aura.
Aura, yeah. Aura. No, because it was quite raw aura. Like, it was quite raw, do you know what I mean? It was just me, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and I've got that little twat behind you. She is a twat.
This would have been on the little intro bit, you know, that we put at the beginning.
Yeah, can I make a... Garden kits. Please buy the kit.
What, has no one bought one?
How
many have you sold of the garden kit?
I don't know. I need to find out.
How many do you think?
I'll reveal that in the next
episode.
No, tell us.
Wait, Theo, you told me when we were in the car the other day, I think it had been up for like a week or so, and you told me how many you had sold.
How many
do you reckon?
Wait,
three.
No, I only know...
What?
No, wait, hang on.
Zero.
Hang on.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no, you hit the
nail on the head. Wait. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, he's on three.
Wait. That was three. No, that's not correct. That was the first. That is not correct. That was the first day, which we didn't upload a video. So we could be up to five, we could be up to six. That was only the first
How
day.
Many did you buy?
Three.
You bought three?
No, obviously I'm joking.
No, but did you know anyone that bought them?
Yeah.
Wait, that was like your U2s.
Sorry, we sold like thousands.
Your mum bought about 90.
My mum bought five.
Wait.
And
Can I wait?
What do you want?
Look, it was the first day, it was just social media, it was no YouTube video. I'm going to ask for the numbers, and I'll get an update for you next week.
Okay. But as it stood, it was three, and did anyone you know buy one?
Not personally, but someone tweeted me saying they did. Shout out, Jordan.
When do we get ours?
Yeah, when do we get ours?
I'm actually waiting on them, they're meant to be coming this week.
Cool, yeah.
Are we getting like Martin and Weller?
Yeah, can I have Weller 9 on the back?
Do you actually want it?
Yes.
I was going to think of some excuse.
I thought they were coming this week.
No, because we have Kit Locker underneath and then the number. I think there'll be room.
Weller on the back, on the top. Just fucking get Weller in there.
Yeah, anyways.
As if you want to sell any more.
Yeah, like, so,
they are sick. Please go buy them. Kitlocker.com/GardenFC.
Yeah, we'll put them in the description. Do you get fans come to games?
Yeah.
No, but like a lot.
Peace Haven, we did 150.
No, but people that wouldn't have known, like, because you know people come anyway. As in people that have
claimed all as your own.
Yeah, there were people that were going to go anyway. Is there any, like, Garden FC fans from you?
I don't think, no. But we're a new club. We're on a Sunday morning. We don't tweet out where we do tweet out.
Oh. You tweet out loads.
I don't. Garden FC's Twitter account does.
You share it. It's your account.
Do I? I don't think I do.
We need Waffling Mafia to go. Do you know what? Actually, I'll come.
Oh, you fired again.
No, that's the ground.
Well, Luke did give me the idea.
No, I'll come. No, I'm trying to be really jokingly arrogant here, but you're not following the joke. So I'm saying if I come, then it will shut it down, but I'm being really arrogant. So you're meant to go, hey, you wanker.
Wait, listen to Luke's idea.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Christmas time approaches.
Get cooks out.
Garage FC. Is it Garage? Versus...
Garden?
Waffling Wanderers. Well,
so we want to create a team, Waffling Wanderers.
Or Waffling Athletic Football Club.
We could do it at
Waffling Athletic WAFC.
Eastbourne Borough said they would host it.
Yeah, so we want to create a team, the Waffling Mafia Boys, against this, like, garage boy. So he's going to start selling lemonade from his garage to fund these kits, right? So if anyone wants to join our team, we want to make it.
Oh, can you imagine?
And we're going to go to Kit Locker and get them to make our kits and put them out of business. No, joking.
That would be a banger.
That could be my comeback game.
What do you mean? Oh, what, you play and then I just injure you.
And come back after 3 months, play against... What are we called?
Waller Wanderers. The Wallers.
Waffling Athletic Football Club.
Wait.
Waffling Club de Football.
What was the old one? Wait, what were the old ones called?
What? So, against
for their Twitter recently.
It's very sketchy. Isn't it pure nonsense?
Wait, we can't include that name.
Deactivate.
Lying.
Why didn't you write?
No, Jack Cohen did. It wasn't me.
No, the spelling's far too accurate to be Jack Cohen.
It's not Roger, is it?
Nah, it's fine. Just maybe go for it tonight and report it. No one's going to find it. It's fine.
There's no one watching.
There's some photos on there as well.
Photos of what?
I got my knob out. Like really bad edit.
But I got my knob out.
That's my Facebook.
Yeah, if anyone's got Theo on Facebook, they actually can find your knob.
No, I deleted it.
You deleted it?
Why? You still got it on your phone.
No, I deleted it off Facebook. 100%.
It's got to the stage of the show where we're literally...
At least it's a private Facebook.
Acknowledging that we're recording.
Private Facebook.
Yeah, we're just having jabbing private messages.
This is how we actually talk.
Right, anyways, yeah. Now we can just chill, because like at this point, we can stretch it to 2 hours. Hi guys, you know,
I'm up for doing like a high episode.
A high episode, and what are you gonna do on it?
I think if we were able to get to Dan, it would be classy.
Dan Stanner.
But if we just wear sunglasses, no one will know because obviously no one watches this.
You're on about here, doing it here. I'm fine with that too because what they're gonna do? Arrest us for having nothing.
Having nothing.
Well, it's not going to be on our possession, but
absolutely nothing.
For having nothing.
We're all just like giggling.
You're arrested for having nothing.
Wait, the impulsive. Impulsive did it.
We got high.
We got up the levels.
Yeah, but it's legal in Cali, isn't it?
The Mandy episode.
Oh, man.
Joking.
You can get rocks of it, they look like.
Really?
Mm.
Shit, huh? This is the part of the episode where we fuck ourselves.
Yeah, I think this is the part where we wrap it up.
No, do we even need to wrap it up? It's because it's night time.
I prefer night time.
We're recording at night time now. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I think that's the difference. It's like you can let loose at night.
Actually, is.
Like, there's no inhibitions.
Well, my trainings is 9 till 10.
We can touch one another.
On Tuesdays, so if we did want to do it after or before, it's the evening thing. Have a few beveraginis.
Or do Wednesdays.
We could have beveraginis. No,
definitely not Wednesdays.
Why?
Tuesdays.
You're training 9 till 10.
Yeah, we'll just do it before. Normally we're doing it during the daylight. It's very long for me to come down 3 times a week. I've just realised.
Did tell you to live down here.
Well, so you've just bought a new house up there and you're going to spend all your time down here?
Yeah, literally.
That's renting off my brother.
You're renting off your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you bought a house.
No, if I bought a house, you'd know about it.
Oh, renting. Well, that doesn't count.
We're saving up with Janine. We're going to buy together.
Fuck, I got excited. I thought you bought a house. You're renting.
If I bought a house...
You're fired, mate. So you're losing more money to rent.
It's brother's rates.
Brother's rates? What's that? How much is it a month?
I can't reveal that.
Can't you?
No.
Why?
Isn't it like £800 a month?
That sounds pretty...
£500.
I reckon Luke's...
£800 a month. That's a good deal.
Fucking hot, mate.
But living in London...
What does it look like? Bargain. Wait, what does it look like?
One bedroom flat, me and Janine.
All right, let's wrap up, guys. Make sure you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, following us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Waffling Podcast. Or is it the Waffling Podcast?
It's at Waffling
Podcast. At Waffling Podcast.
And Twitter.
And follow us on Twitter. It's operated... Oh, sorry. It's operated by Luke.
Entirely by Luke.
So we don't tweet.
Thanks.
So So follow us on Twitter. Also, everyone buy my U2s.
And garden shirts.
And garden football club shirts.
And tweet Spotify saying, give Waffling a deal.
Yeah, sign the boys.
Yeah, tell Spotify to sign the Waffling boys like they've done Jack, mate.
And Joe Rogan.
And Joe Rogan. And for now,
and Addison
Ryan. I will see you very soon. Bye. That was a bit bad.
Bye.